From 1990 until 2002, my radio partner was Mark Benson, minus 2 years when I did TV in Peoria from 96 to 98. Together, we took three radio stations in Toledo, Ohio to number one. Recently, we did a reunion show on WXKR in Toledo, and here are some excerpts.
280 northbound exit ramp to westbound front is going to close tomorrow at 7 a.m. until later that evening for construction, so be aware of that.
Are you telling me that there's going to be construction closing something down here in Toledo?
I know. It's amazing. I can't.
Wow. Cancel Christmas. Who could have seen that coming?
Jack Hammer, are you doing those barrels again?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Say hi to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
You know who you remind me of?
Who?
There was a gal who used to work on my crew named Rachel.
Yeah?
And Rachel's job was to take the sign that said, stop, slow down. Stop, slow down. And she was cocky about it. I had to tell her, you realize, you could be replaced with a pail of sand.
Hey, good to hear you guys together again. This is JW.
Thank you, JW. Yeah, we're having fun doing a reunion today.
I'd like to hear about when you and Jeff got married.
I think we just got engaged. We never really got married.
We will tell that story coming up. Thanks for bringing it up. I forgot about that. You know, of all the wild things we did, this thing definitely is in the top three.
Well, we decided that, you know, we weren't getting a whole lot of press in the blade, no matter what we did. Once we ran Rain Man for governor, we were pretty much on their ban list.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we were going to get in the blade, whether they liked it or not, and then we turn it into a contest.
Yes, we did.
Find Jeff and Mark. Our picture is in the blade. And if you looked hard enough and you went to the engagement page, you could see you in drag and me leaning up next to you blowing in your ear.
Yes.
And their engagement picture, and we came up with some bogus name. I forget what the hell we put in there, but it was us getting married, and we actually had somebody find us.
Eeny, meeny, chilly, beanie, the spirits are about to speak. It's Mr. Know-It-All. In these envelopes I have in front of me are questions.
Yes.
I will know the answers before I open the questions, if all goes well.
How do you do it?
It's mirrors.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Question or answer number one, a plumber, a janitor, and Paris Hilton.
A plumber, a janitor, and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
All right.
Name three people who know all the uses for a plunger handle. hang on, there's more.
Yes.
Next one. A pilot, a buzzard, and David Hasselhoff.
A pilot, a buzzard, and David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Name three things that tend to eat where they land.
Anna Nicole Smith.
List three words I never want to hear in the same sentence ever again.
Yes.
Spank the monkey.
Uh-oh. Spank the monkey.
How do you discipline a bad monkey? What were you thinking, Benson?
Nothing.
And finally,
yes,
the last envelope.
Nice.
A gas station men's room, the bottom of the first drop on Millennium Force, and Don Imus.
What he said.
What, yeah. I said. Name three things that probably smell like pee. Eeny, meeny, chilly, meeny, the spirits have spoken on 94.5 WXKR.
Thank you for listening, all.
That'll make him say,
good morning, Toledo! Vinny Boom Boom Cappuccino! Let's talk sports! Well, the Pistons kind of pulled a Pee Wee Herman. They came from behind to surprise the Bulls, 81-74. Detroit now leads the series 3-0. The Angels, Kellum Escobar, struck out 9 as L.A. smoked Cleveland like a cheap Garcia Vegas cigar, 8-0. The Tigers beat the Mariners like a Sunday morning Woody, 7-3. And the Mud Hens squeezed by Rochester like Rosie O'Donnell in a turnstile, 2-1. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is leaving Dale Earnhardt Incorporated at the end of this season. Try to make sense of that one. Vinny Boom Boom Cappuccino, that's all I know for now. Ho!
7:45, Mark here, Jeff Lamb's here, and He brought a bunch of stuff with him.
I'll tell you, it was just really, really strange. You know, I'm watching TV lately, and it's like Jerry Anderson's talking to me on through the TV about Jeff and Mark getting back together for a day. For a day. And then I went to the movies, and it was like the actors were talking to me. I know it sounds weird.
Are you okay?
No, I'm really not.
Mark, this is really, really creepy. I was driving in my car, and it seemed like the radio was talking to me, telling me we needed to be back together for this show. So I was freaking out. I decided, okay, I'll put in a CD and get away from the radio. And then Journey started speaking to me. Listen.
I'm just a small town boy, living in a lonely world. I want my Jeff and Mark, can't find them anywhere.
Okay, so now I'm really freaking out, because now it's not just the radio, it's the CD. I change tracks and hear this.
So now I want to hear Jeff and Mark. Let's keep them alive on 94.5. So what they both mean to me, bring him back.
Huh? How weird was that? Steve Perry talking to me about you and me getting back together. And I'm thinking, come on, that's impossible, can't be. I'll just change track. We don't need a reunion show. Let's just have fun and I'll have lunch with Mark. And then this came on the next track.
Jeff and Mark, I really miss those two. Well, Jeffy got the axe. What were they thinking? Jeff's been a bum, not doing anything. Well, I could use a laugh in my morning. They say getting fired is just part of radio. And why can't they seem to bring him back? A DJ without a job is just so pitiful. Oh, Mark, you still got me. Let's bring Jeff Lamb back. Hopefully.
Too shameless? Yeah, well, he did say I was pitiful. We'll just have fun today and see what happens. I miss you, man.
I don't know, Mark.
You are as subtle as a sledgehammer.
Isn't that something? I don't know.
1992. Now, a lot of people have been calling and asking about the guys and what they've been up to.
Well, the guys apparently decided to travel. A few weeks ago, I guess Cardi had discussed putting tables and umbrellas and chairs on the Martin Luther King Bridge.
Right.
So people could go there and have lunch and coffee and just enjoy the sights, the sounds, and the smells of Toledo.
The smells.
But one thing I think he forgot was that it's a drawbridge. So let's see what's going on with the guys.
It's been about 5 years since we went hanging with the guys. It seems they all decided to try Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner's new restaurant on the Martin Luther King drawbridge. Let's check in and see how things are going.
Wow, this is pretty snappy. And what a great idea, tables and umbrellas on the bridge.
Oh, yeah, and you're not going to get a view like this from any other location in Toledo.
Wow, you can see everything from here. Where's the waiter? I'm starving.
Hello, can I take your order?
Cardi!
Hello, your doofusness.
Hi, welcome to Cardi's on the King.
Hey, Cardi, how come you're waiting tables?
You just can't get good health.
Yeah, insurance.
Or what? How about a leap of faith burger?
Eh? What was that? That car kind of drowned you out.
I say, how about a leap of faith burger?
Sure.
That sounds good to me.
Yes, please.
Here you go. Enjoy.
I don't know why someone didn't think of this idea sooner.
I know, Casey. It's just lovely, isn't it?
Hey, guys.
The burger's not bad either.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's that floating down there? Looks like a mannequin,
fellas.
I sure wish stores would be more responsible when they get rid of those things.
Hey, guys.
What? Philip?
Isn't that a ship?
A ship?
Oh, crap, we're moving!
Grab something! Hold on to that umbrella!
My horoscope said I shouldn't have lunch on a drawbridge today!
Oh, this sucks! This definitely sucks!
Later, in the ambulance...
What kind of bonehead puts a restaurant on a drawbridge?
It was kind of like an E-ticket ride right up till the end when we fell into the gears, definitely.
Oh, and who was that nice lady we met down in the gearbox?
I don't know. Looked like she'd been there for years.
Well, tune in next time when we go hanging with the guys.
Attention, students. This is Principal Prickly with your daily announcements. Item number one. With the 2007 school year coming to a close soon, I've taken time to reflect on what kind of year this has been. First off, there have been no tragedies, only two calamities, one fracas, a couple of incidents, and one misadventure. Not bad. There was the one streaker at homecoming, but that turned out to be the sex ed teacher, Miss Tight Sweater. And as she explained it, it was for charity. And personally, it was the highlight of homecoming for me, so no charges were pressed. The girls' gym teacher, Ms. Boldikas, would like to remind you girls that she's still looking for any information concerning the person or persons responsible for vandalizing her office in the locker room. The one item she would really like to get back is the picture of Ms. Boldike as braiding Melissa Etheridge's armpit hair. In a related story, the lunchroom lady, Mrs. Stapleton, will be serving angel hair pasta, cornbread, and green beans today. This has been Principal Prickly with your daily announcements. That is all.